Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's go first to Mercedes Schlapp here with us on Talk Radio 1210, senior advisor for the Trump campaign. Mercedes, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I can tell I follow your husband. I did a couple shows on Fox with him. We were on the show in the afternoon where you're on an hour together, and he said he's a farmer was his hidden talent. So it sounds like you're homeschooling there. You're taking care of the kiddies and homeschooling at the same time.
We are, actually. I've had the great honor to learn about sharks today, and what else did we learn? We learned about measurements, and it's really interesting going back to second grade and fourth grade. My middle schooler seems to be handling it pretty independently, and the high schoolers, so they're doing well. It's the little ones; it's been a little more challenging. Now, but we're getting through the day.
Now, we've had on some very good people the last couple of days to try to put a button where we are. We had Newt on from Rome. Now, he's in the middle of the worst there, and
yes.
He talked about talking to the president and all that. Is it fair to say, nuance-wise, the messaging coming out of the White House is a bit different as far as where we are with this, or is that a media fabrication in your view?
Oh, it's a media fabrication. I've got to tell you, this president and his team have been incredibly transparent, bold, and aggressive on this issue. Obviously, Matt and I had this incident at CPAC where one of the individuals was infected. The patient was infected with coronavirus. For us, it caused a lot of, it was a very stressful time because he had had contact with several congressmen and senators. So we were tracking this about a week earlier when we self-quarantined, or our family did. And so watching the president take these bold steps at this time, providing these guidance, obviously allowing the medical experts to be the strong voices and the ones giving the advice, I think in a very calm fashion, I think has been critical to ensure that we're able to, as Dr. Fauci say, flatten the curve so we don't see a large number of cases or deaths coming from the U.S. We do not want to be another Italy. That was, I think, obviously they waited a long time to lead to the social distancing steps that are so critical. And I think that definitely the administration is taking the bold steps, knowing that this will have an impact on the economy, knowing that, we've had to change our behaviors. But at the end of the day, with the focus being and the top priority being the safety and the health of all Americans.
Let me ask Mercedes then, the financial health of Americans. You know, we hear Mitt Romney out there. I dismiss him completely at this point. He's sullied his image. But serious people like Tom Cotton talking about putting money in the hands of Americans, other than the payroll tax cut, which Democrats seem to be fighting to the death. Where are we? What does the Trump administration propose then if we don't get that payroll tax cut? What do we do?
Well, I think that these are going to be conversations that the president, the administration will have with Congress. You know, there's obviously right now they're going to throw out a lot of ideas, and this is about getting in the room and figuring out what's going to be the best solutions to provide relief to the American people. So I think for us, the key is, you know, obviously it's getting this bipartisan bill passed, which will be getting passed in the Senate, allocating more federal resources, ensuring that those who need economic assistance will get economic assistance. And so I think you're going to be looking at a large number of options in terms of what we can do to help provide economic relief for American families and American workers.
Can you give me a couple of them, though, that you think are plausible here? Because some of them, you know, are objectionable. Let's just give every American $1,000 or whatever. I don't think that's on the table. But what is on the table, do you think?
You know, I don't want to get ahead of the president and the economic team.
Okay.
I think for them, they're going to be the ones coming out with what they believe would be the best help or assistance in terms of what we can do. You know, obviously for the president right now, his goal is ensuring, for example, we're seeing already that Small Business Administration, this is something the president has already mobilized and has authorized, which is the Small Business Administration making over $7 billion in loans available to qualifying small businesses for economic assistance. We've seen him, for example, waiving interest on all student loans held by the federal government. You know, we're watching this ensuring, for example, that we get the FDA, which has issued emergency authorization for new commercial coronavirus testing, which would allow for about 2 million additional testing. So I really feel that we're seeing the steps that he's taken. Obviously, this is a president who understands the economy greatly. If there's anyone who's going to ensure that we continue on this path of a strong economy, it's President Trump. But, you know, these are conversations that Congress will have. And they're going to have to come up with an economic relief package. I know the president talked about yesterday about the airline industry and ensuring that they, too, get relief as being one of the priorities. But contrast that with where the Democrats are, where the Democrats, they just want to raise your taxes. So just even imagine putting that amount of burden by Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders being the Democrat nominee and their focus of basically increasing taxes that would impact the middle class and American workers through and through.
Absolutely. Mercedes, thank you very much. Good luck with everything that's going along there. And say hello to Matt for me, too. Thank you for joining us in Philadelphia again.
Thank you. If you have any homework lessons you need me to fill out, just give me a call. I'm becoming quite the expert. All right. Thanks,
Mercedes.
Have a great day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.